from ABC News. I'm Aaron Katursky. A warning about the future of Medicare today from President Obama.
We've got a problem that threatens Medicare and our entire healthcare system.
Without reform, the president told members of the AARP, the Medicare Trust would run out of money in a decade.
Nobody is trying to change what works in the system. We are trying to change what doesn't work in the system.
The president's Supreme Court nominee, Sonia Sotomayor, won approval today from the Senate Judiciary Committee.
She has administered justice without favoring one group of persons over another.
Senator Patrick Leahy and 12 others on the committee voted for her. Senator Charles Grassley and 5 others voted no.
I wasn't satisfied Judge Sotomayor's responses about her cases or her general understanding of rights under the U.S. Constitution.
Sotomayor is expected to be confirmed next week. A warning for bodybuilders. The Food and Drug Administration says 8 substances labeled as dietary supplements are misbranded and actually contain steroids, and they've been linked to problems with the liver, kidneys, and lungs. The products are made by American Cellular Laboratories with names like Tren Extreme and Estro Extreme. The doctor thought to have given Michael Jackson a powerful sedative is under growing suspicion today. Police and federal agents searched the Las Vegas home and office of Dr. Conrad Murray. They left carrying envelopes and containers. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger signed an $85 billion budget today that balances the state's books.
We did not raise taxes. We made government live within its means. We made the necessary cuts to be fiscally responsible.
Those cuts are pretty painful. Schwarzenegger vetoed hundreds of millions of dollars in spending on parks, child welfare, and AIDS prevention. Home prices have posted their first monthly increase in 3 years. Year-to-year prices, though, are still down, according to Standard & Poor's. You're listening to ABC News.
Being Ready, a true story from Farmers Insurance.
We started with nothing, no capital.
Ted, a farmer's client.
Today, 47 years later, we sell around 10,000 tires a month.
Ron Rourke, a farmer's agent.
He's grown from the bottom up, and now they got multiple locations. They grew, and I grew with them.
We found an agent that doesn't just sell you and then forget about you, but he practices what we call service after the sale. He's always interested in our business. We have safety seminars to keep our costs down.
He's got his automotive service business owner package with us, plus he has his workers' compensation and all of his personal lines, auto, home, and life. We've got employees insured here, and just about every product that Farmers offers, they have.
Are you this ready? Get to know a Farmers agent today.
We got coverage that allows you to sleep at night.
For auto, home, business, or life insurance, visit farmers.com, because ready feels good.
The space shuttle Endeavour has unhooked from the International Space Station and is on its way back to Earth.
After a round of hugs with the space station crew, Endeavour's 7 astronauts set off for the 3-day trip home.
Endeavour in the big loop, we have physical separation.
Separation confirmed.
It had been the largest gathering ever at the space station, an adventure that included a couple of close calls with carbon dioxide readings, 5 spacewalks, and 1 broken toilet. Matt Gutman, ABC News.
Former New York Giants receiver Plexico Burress is set to testify before the grand jury investigating him for weapons violations. This is a signal plea bargain talks have broken down after a New York prosecutor said he wanted Burress to spend at least 2 years in jail after shooting himself in the thigh at a nightclub. Former Indianapolis Colts coach Tony Dungy said today he believes in second chances for Michael Vick. On his blog, Dungy said he's not sure what football would hold for Vick. Dungy has agreed to mentor Vick as part of the quarterback's conditional reinstatement to the NFL. All right, so a guy in Hartford gets into a car crash and blames, wait for it, 2 snakes, he said, crawled out of his pants while he was driving. Police say the driver lost control, hit some parked cars, and flipped. He told police his pet snakes slithered near the pedals, and a passenger tried to catch them. That's when things got out of control. Animal officers couldn't find any such snakes, and police gave the driver a summons for recklessness. This is ABC News.
A moonlight carriage ride down a cobblestone road, but you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and with every bump, the pain drives you insane.
I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H cream with maximum strength pain relief still relieves burning and itching and adds maximum strength pain relief on contact. It's the most complete Preparation H relief ever.
Don't you love carriage rides?
Ah, I do now.
Preparation H cream, pain relief on contact. Use as directed.
I'm Aaron Katursky, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Brett Burkhart. Police departments in San Francisco, Oakland, and Richmond are big winners in the federal COPS grant program. Oakland will see nearly $20 million. San Francisco, nearly $17 million. Richmond will see $4 million. The cash will fund officer positions. Child welfare programs, health care for the poor, and AIDS prevention programs will be hit again as Governor Schwarzenegger makes another $6.5 million in cuts. The cash savings will help build a reserve fund as he signs the new budget. In Santa Clara County, prosecutors say a woman who was driving when her boyfriend was killed while car surfing will spend no more than a year in jail. It's part of a plea deal. Terry Rouse is in the KGO 24-hour traffic center.
In Mill Valley, southbound 101 after Tiburon Boulevard, it's a car fire, a pickup truck with a trailer on the shoulder, and eastbound 80 on the off-ramp Air Base Parkway, truck towing a horse trailer stalled out. Talk about a sweet way to start every day. King's Hawaiian News sliced bread for sandwiches, French toast, and more. Original King's Hawaiian. Taste Paradise, now available in your grocer's deli section. I'm Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Partly cloudy around San Francisco and Oakland today. Not as hot inland and a little bit cooler for tomorrow. It's 64 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhart, KGO Radio News.
Everybody, Dr. Dinadel here. Welcome to the program once again. These things always bother me because it besmirches an entire people's, the entire state of, and I'll tell you what we're talking about in a second. And of course, it's not true, but nevertheless, these are remarkable stories for these times. Are you ready? Alabama's Liquor Control Agency is telling restaurants and stores to not sell a particular wine that's been sold in the state, looks like at least 6 years, maybe. The label on this wine, all right, shows a vintage 1895 advertising poster for a French bicycle company. And it kind of looks like from the side, it's a side view, done kind of cartoony, of a nymph with wings. And I guess she's not wearing clothes, but it's kind of cartoony as an 1895 advertising poster. 1895, more than 100 years ago, and today you can get in a time machine and go back to that era or before in Alabama. And it just makes, you know, good old God-fearing people in Alabama look silly. And they're making a big deal about it because liquor regulations, fine, you can drink all the liquor you want and become a drunk. That's fine, right? But the regulations say any person posed with an immoral manner, an 1895 poster. They've had no other problem in other 49 states. I'm going to tell you the wine so you can help them out. They're just pulling their products. They're not going to change the label. And now I'm going to have to fly with my eyeballs here. It's called, Cicles Gladiator Wine, C-Y-C-L-E-S. We'd say Cycles Gladiator Wine, produced by the Hahn Family Wines, H-A-H-N, in Soledad, California. Buy that wine. Help them out. It's a gorgeous piece of work. Whew. I mean, we'd object if Michelangelo did a David today. Can you imagine the uproar? Does it bother you that some segments of our country continue to go backwards in time? Well, the rest of us want to kind of like move forward? Okay, let's get out of the Middle Ages already. Here's one. This is a real study. They put video cameras in the cabs of trucks. And still they found many truckers texting. And those who texted, this is over 18 months, collision risk 23 times greater than when not texting. When they texted, collision risk 23 times greater. I didn't say they had 23 times the accident rate. Some newspapers are reporting it that way. While you're texting, your chances go up 23 times. I'd have thought it was even more. You're not looking at the road. Hello. And they found that you spend nearly 5 seconds looking at your device. In that amount of time, a truck can cover the length of a football field. And they're talking about banning texting, of course. And yet, I wonder, looking at text in your car, like when you listen to XM radio and a lot of FM radio, a lot of radio these days, radios give you the information about the station, what you're listening to, the host. That's all a text message. You're going to ban those? Should these things be put on the windshield? Some new cars, they can project information right there on the windshield so you don't have to take your eye off the road. But as you know, politicians will make fools of themselves with this one, just like they did with banning handheld cell phones, but hands-free were okay, even though they were told many times over by scientists it doesn't matter whether it's hands-free or handheld, and yet that's how politicians work. I should weave in an XM plug here. Oh, goody, I remembered. XM channel 158, you can listen to us at 12 noon every day. And that's West Coast, so it's going to be 3 o'clock on the East Coast on channel 158 XM, I guess XM Sirius. Gosh, the numbers changed since they merged. I got to look that one up. Anyway, I just want them to think, of course, it's ridiculous to text, and you know something, 13% of you do not consider texting while driving dangerous. What do you think of that? And the number of you who have done it relates to your age. One fellow here says, hey, text is quicker than a phone call. So he's going to get on the cell phone. So if you're on the cell phone for 2 minutes versus a 5-second text, does that matter? The convenience? We will see. As the wheels of justice turn. Want to talk quickly about sexting, still in many states. And by the way, it's against the law. It's child pornography. You're going to get in big, big trouble. And states are now, like New York State, had to pass a law to legalize sexting. That's okay, because if you sext and send a naked image of a girl, right, if you even receive such an image, you are guilty. And if you send such an image, you are guilty. And so, therefore, you need to be exempted from the child pornography law. So I wonder if child pornographers know this and just know to send these images from a cell phone and get away with it. Now, the charge is possession of sexual performance by a child. It's intended to snare pedophiles and other predators, but hastily thought up law, and now we have to deal with it. And the sheriff here has to investigate sexting, just like any kind of child pornography case, and it's a disaster. It's state by state. This happens to be Florida. I'm going to save that for the next show. Obese Americans spend far more on health care. Now, what do you think about this? Now, remember, I've told you, and the data shows, that people who are just plain fat are actually healthier. But people who are obese, which would be a body mass index of 30 and over, do have higher health care costs, higher rates of hypertension, diabetes, etc. And these people are spending 42% more on health. So what do you think? We nail smokers. If you smoke, you're paying more for health insurance. Why shouldn't we nail obese people? Now, I brought this up 30 years ago, this concept of the health criminal, and I told you it was a slippery slope, and it's going to come back to bite you, because next you're going to nail people who eat fast food or people who eat steak. Goes on and on and on. But how can you nail a smoker and have them pay more in insurance costs and you're not nailing fat people? We can't even decide to make fat people pay more for a plane ticket. See, this is strange. It doesn't fit with my overall social politics, does it? But boy, after a couple of times, gotten in a lot of trouble on a plane because my suitcase is 5 pounds overweight when the person behind me weighs 400 pounds, and that's okay. $147 billion a year more obese people spend. Also, birth control pill may not be as effective in obese women. There's been some evidence, but they did a very careful study here and looking at levels of hormones, and it takes about 10 days of taking a pill for blood levels of the right hormone to reach an optimum steady take concentration compared to 5 days for normal weight women. And of course, then there's a dosage issue. If you're obese, so that drug has to spread itself out over your big old body as opposed to a thinner person. So for women who are overweight, be careful with the pill. Couple of new concepts here. It all started with a fellow goes to Africa. He catches hookworm and his allergies go away. So he started up a company here where you can go get parasites on purpose, $2,900. You can get a whipworm, or you can put on a Band-Aid with hookworms to penetrate the skin. Claims the effect will last for 5 years. Now, this is not ready for prime time yet, but it is a rational thing. We have found mean allergies to your immune system. And your immune system also fights infections. And we have found that when you fight some infectious organisms, it seems to take away from the ability of the body to make allergic antibodies. So it's rational, but once again, it's not completely off the wall. All right, so we're not ready yet for this option. Also from China comes an interesting study where they gave kids germs. And by the way, I shouldn't reveal, I have a daughter-in-law-to-be, in medical school was telling me that they are using now in people with certain, after antibiotics and in their intestines, they actually give these people, how do I do this? A little sip of feces. They take a sample from a relative, mix it up so you don't know what you're getting, and give it to these people, and it recolonizes the intestines with the right kind of germs. This study, they gave people a certain kind of kids different kind of germs, Bifidobacterium animalis, some Acidophilus, blah, 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 and then found these kids got fewer fevers. Now, and colds. The issue here, of course, is that fevers, if you get a fever, it's not a cold. There's some confusion in the study here. And if you get a fever, it's probably flu or a bacterial infection, which would make sense in terms of giving people the right kinds of, making them have the right kinds of organisms in their intestines. And this is one of the claims of probiotics, which is a vast and unsupported school of thought, which says just give people yogurt and they'll live a long, happy life and they'd have firmer erections. It's not as simple as that. But once again, it is not entirely off the wall, and we will be looking for these types of treatments in the future. I think there's something there. This is another, and I'm for this. You know, the kidney allocation deal is not working. How do you know when something's not working? Because there's a black market. Hello? That's how you tell your rules are not working. They're backfiring on you. And we can talk about everything in that regard. You can look at from drugs to cigarette taxes. And the kidney black market would be unnecessary if we added some incentives to the current organ donor system. Gets into a lot of detail here, but they want to get a system where, for instance, if you sign up to be an organ donor, you will be bumped up to the front if you need an organ. And pay living donors. You could pay donors around $15,000 for kidneys, and this would wind up cheaper than insurance companies and federal tax dollars going towards dialysis. Right, dialysis treatment is expensive. An operation, one-time deal, is worth it. Gift of life programs, they go on to inch up on this idea that maybe we need to pony up a little dough here and stop depending upon goodwill for everything. I mean, you pay a woman $5,000 or $7,000 or $8,000 for an egg, right? You pay men for the semen. I mean, paying men to do that? I think we can figure out a way to compensate donors a little better. Do you want to get into the blue M&Ms, help men's spinal injuries? There is something unique about the blue dye that helps healthy spinal cord cells around a damaged area not self-destruct. And there's a lot of fancy chemistry in this, and it's reasonable. It's not about M&Ms. Although the blue M&Ms do have that color in it. No doctor would give you M&Ms. They would give you an injection of this blue dye right where you need it. How do you deal with this one? In England, I love this. How sensitive they've gotten to being, how big a deal it is to be sensitive to people from different backgrounds. So here, Muslims have complained about using the alcohol gel in hospitals. These are employees of a hospital who are Muslims. And you know, these are very effective in reducing infections. So officials were concerned because the Quran bans Muslims from consuming alcohol. So they issued non-alcohol hand gels, which don't work. But then, bless their souls, Muslim leaders criticized the English by saying, you know something, we're not nuts. Islamic teaching allows Muslims to use alcohol for medicinal purposes. We would advise people to follow medical advice. We would encourage people to use these hand gels, according to the Muslim Council. So this overreaction, you know, this being super, super, super sensitive to people who are different, also backfires. Because it really says that people who are different can't change and don't want to change, and maybe we should ask them. And maybe they want to adapt to the country they're living in. And maybe they do care. So I'm happy to see this, that the Muslim Council stepped up to the plate and straightened out that one. Okay, skip this one. This is similar, and I wish I could verify for you the truth of this. The part of the article that takes it beyond gossip to me is a story about John Travolta. They say he wants to leave the Church of Scientology. They say he's scared to. Neighbors say he just wanders around in his golf cart at night, and that he looks depressed. No one has seen him. He's rarely seen in daylight hours. But the important part that talks to me is that, and I could not get to the bottom of this when it was all happening, that he resents going along with Scientology's treatment for his son Jet's condition. The church does not recognize autism as genuine, right? It believes it's psychosomatic. As you know, Scientologists believe all mental illness is psychosomatic. You're not really hallucinating and thinking you're Jesus. It's psychosomatic. You're not really depressed. You know their act here. And so those of you in the autism movement, maybe you want to spend a little energy here instead of trying to prove what has been disproved, namely vaccines and autism are linked, and go after these people. And evidently, he went along with the vitamins and the detox program, and his son died. And I've warned you many, many times. I am not saying that this is the truth. I'm not reading this from a transcript of what John Travolta says, but others who put together the story. That you don't vaccinate your kids or you do something silly and something bad happens, you're going to feel worse. Trust me on that. All right. Why or is your marriage killing you? Until death do us part? We'll talk about that and more. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255.
You can't get much for 50 cents a day, not even a cup of coffee. But now you can have a great tasting nutritional drink containing cocoa, green tea, and resveratrol. That's right, you can enjoy the benefits of cocoa while getting the powerful antioxidants of resveratrol and green tea in a delicious sugar-free drink. New Shape is a powdered nutrition drink that mixes easily in water and can be enjoyed hot, cold, or blended with ice to make a delicious smoothie. New Shape is designed to promote peak wellness by optimizing the intake of fats, protein, carbohydrates, and micronutrients. Satisfy your chocolate craving and get the nutrition your body needs. Right now, New Shape is offering a special introductory offer. Buy one 30-day supply and receive another one absolutely free. Call 1-888-377-2271 and get 2 months for the price of one. That's only 50 cents a day. Call 1-888-377-2271. That's 1-888-377-2271.
Hi, this is Sally Field. I always thought calcium and vitamin D and exercise would keep my bones healthy, but I got osteoporosis anyway. So my doctor started me on once-monthly Boniva, and he told me something important. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss.
Boniva ibandronate sodium is a 150-milligram prescription tablet for postmenopausal osteoporosis, CRAD, and Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva if you have low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
I've got this one body and this one life, so I'm doing my best to build strong, healthy bones. Ask your doctor if Boniva is right for you.
Boniva, help stop and reverse bone loss. For a free trial offer, call 1-800-4-BONIVA or visit Boniva.com.
And now for the bonus round. If Jack and Jill went up the hill, where did Fred go?
Milwaukee.
Correct. If Jane is older than Dan, and Dan is older than Ed, how old am I?
41 on Wednesday?
Correct.
Yes.
How many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
Over 2 billion.
Correct! Netflix! Rent as many movies as you want for only $8.99 a month. No late fees ever. Start your free trial today. Netflix!
See terms of use.
Are you stunned when you open your electric bill each month? Don't waste another day or dollar on escalating energy costs. SPG Solar's been helping home and business owners save money and become energy efficient since 2001. SPG's discounts combined with federal tax credits and state rebates can save you up to 50% off the cost of your solar system. Call SPG Solar today for your free estimate and complimentary solar gift when you mention KGO. Call 415-883-7657 or visit spgsolar.com. Cal license 759-086. 1,000 for details.
Life's too short to put up with that stuff. Call Dr. Dean at 800-548-8255. 800-548-TALK. He's got time for your pain.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adele here. Welcome to the program. Let's talk to Ray. How you doing, Ray?
Hi, Dr. Adele. I talked to you a few weeks back, and it was concerning a growth that was in my eye. It's in the white of my eye. It goes to the iris, and you gave it a name. It began with a P and a Y. Of course, I can't pronounce it or remember what you called it. But I was doing some research. First of all, I want to know how it's taken off, how it's removed, if it lasered or whatever. And then I've also heard that if you do take this growth off, it might even come back more pronounced and bigger, actually.
Well, first of all, I want to know if I was right. I did give it a name. So you haven't seen the ophthalmologist yet?
Nope.
You chicken. Come on. Cop to it. You're afraid, aren't you?
Yep, I went online, and I'm afraid of the surgery, if there's surgery involved.
Well, we got to know what it is. I mean, I diagnosed it on the radio. That's hardly accurate. I mean, I'm pretty sure what it was, and I gave it a name. Let me be brutally honest with you. If you let it grow, it will continue to grow, and it will cover your cornea, and you will be blind. And if you are blind and they have to remove it, it will cause scarring in the cornea. You might not get a perfect result. This is like going to the dentist. And I hate going to the dentist. I completely understand. But there comes a time when you got to sit down and make a rational decision. You can't let fear, I mean, the fear of disease is worse than the disease itself sometimes. So if you really need some help here in terms of going to the doctor and you need to get a friend involved or someone needs to hit you with some Ativan or whatever, do it. Now, this isn't going to blind you overnight. It's a very slow-growing deal, usually relates to being outdoors a lot, ultraviolet light, etc. And I want you just to see a doctor. I'm not going to tell you anything more about it. Because it's simple to do. You won't feel a thing. We give you a numbing drop. We numb the eye with a drop, one little eye drop. And then after that, I doubt you'll know anything is going on. And there's a few different, it depends how big it is, a few different ways of going about it. Sometimes they tuck them in to grow the other way. Sometimes we remove it. Sometimes they used to actually give a little x-ray to kill off the remaining cells. So please, Ray, you need to do that. Let's talk to Sarah. This is Dr. Adele. Welcome to the program.
Hi, doctor.
Hi.
My question was, what do parents who, like, when they're trying to, like, when the child gets stung by a bee and they withhold the antihistamine, you know, until it's 24 hours later and the foot's really swollen or something, what are they trying to accomplish when they're like, oh, I don't want to give my kids medication unless they really, really need it?
Yeah, well, you described a particularly interesting situation, but you described the state of mind that's very common, plus the opposite is very common. It's a funny deal. Let's talk about the range, because I know people in both of them who give kids pills at the drop of a hat. It's inappropriate. They often don't work. I don't know how many times I have to tell people, every time a kid gets a sniffle or a cold, they don't need medication. They don't need antibiotics. And then at the opposite extreme, to people says, oh, I don't give chemicals to my child. I'm going to treat them naturally and let a child suffer. So, you know, you got to be smart about it. You got to look at what you're doing, why you're doing. You got to, you know, learn the subject. That's really what's important, is to understand it. So both are inappropriate, and I don't know where they're coming from. I do, but it's complicated. It's the world we live in today. Too much Oprah, not enough Oprah, maybe. Let's talk to Bob. How you doing, Bob? Bob, Dr. Adele here. You're on the air.
I'm here. Okay. I just passed a truck that had a TV screen on the back of it doing ads. I can't believe it. But what I wanted to talk about was medical people are telling me that I need to use a neti pot in addition to my CPAP machine. Does that make sense?
Well, it depends. Neti pots, you know, you're not going to get me to pour anything into my nose. But in a way, I could imagine if I were, I mean, I can think of no reason to do this routinely. If it was about preventing a cold or flu in cold season, flushing out your nose, I mean, sure, I guess if I were a virus and I were sticking on the mucus in Bob's nose and all of a sudden comes, you know, a pint of some magical elixir flushing through my nose, you know, like, you know, at the Colorado River, I guess I could see it flushing away bugs. It's not completely irrational, but there isn't really a lot of proof that it's helpful or not. So I'd ask him why. Ask him for the data. That's the best way to get in the back off. All right, I want to talk to you whether your marriage is killing you. 1-800-548-TALK.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. Governor Schwarzenegger has signed California's $85 billion budget compromise. He calls it the good, the bad, and the ugly. Three more vehicles were set on fire in San Francisco overnight, bringing the total to 8 vehicles since the weekend. City of Oakland will receive $19.7 million over the next 3 years to pay for an additional 41 police officers. That is the most money of any city in California. A down day today for the markets. The Dow Industrials lost 1171 at 9,096. S&P 500 down 2 at 979. And the NASDAQ gained 762 at 1975. ABC's 7's Mike Nico for Lloyd Lindsay Young says partly sunny. Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
Did you know that some people in the Bay Area are refinancing into fixed mortgage rates as low as 4.25%? Well, you may wonder if you too are eligible for these historically low rates. And with a quick 15-minute call to 1-800-801-REFI, a professional from UMax Mortgage can determine if you can qualify too. Bay Area-based UMax Mortgage works with over 50 banks to ensure the best possible financing to meet your individual needs. Many experts predict that current government overspending will lead to higher interest rates. So protect yourself today by calling 1-800-801-REFI. 4.43% APR. Interest rates quoted are subject to market fluctuations. UMax Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Call 1-800-801-REFI or 1-800-801-7334 to schedule a free 15-minute consultation to find out if you can save hundreds a month. Mention you heard this on KGO Radio for a free appraisal upon closing. Again, call 800-801-REFI. That's 800-801-7334.
Does your backyard sound something like this? Would you like it to sound a little more like this? Well, you can make it happen with System Pavers. From beautiful paving stones to fire pits and barbecues, we can make your backyard an inviting place to entertain friends, connect with family, or enjoy all to yourself. At System Pavers, we eliminate the guesswork and expense of transforming your outdoor living area into a personal oasis. We provide hundreds of affordable designs to choose from. And best of all, our design services are free. And all of our products come with a lifetime guarantee. So if this...
Let's fire up the barbecue!
...sounds better than this...
Want to microwave a burrito or something?
Call System Pavers at 888-PAVE-002. That's 888-PAVE-002. Act now and save 25% with our summer discount. Call 888-PAVE-002 or visit systempavers.com.
Len Tillum here. If you're like most folks I know, you'd much rather plan your vacation than think about your financial plan. We all know it's important, but a lot of us, I'm guilty too, just don't want to take a whole lot of time thinking about that. Pat Vitucci is one guy who can help you with a financial plan. That's what he does. Vitucci and Associates have offices all over the Bay Area. Pat's been in the business for over 30 years. He's an independent financial advisor. That means he's not obligated to any particular investment. I think that's important. Pat will sit down with you for an hour or so, bring in whatever paperwork you have to go over. You'll talk about what's important to you, like a financial checkup. If you like what you hear, fine. Otherwise, no cost, no obligation for meeting with Pat. Call Pat Vitucci anytime at 800-472-8305. Call Pat Vitucci, 800-472-8305.
Securities and advisory services offered through NPC. Member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Football is not a contact sport. It's a collision sport.
We're speaking with football star and TV dance champion, Mr. Emmett Smith.
Nice to be here.
Emmett, you played pro football for 14 years. What do you miss most?
That's hard to answer, but I can tell you what I don't miss.
Go for it, Emmett.
The pain. I don't miss the pain. Playing with pain is a big part of pro football. Pain can strike anytime and anywhere, and it's not fun.
Can you share any secrets for pain relief?
Secrets? Nah. But I'm sure glad I found the Goodfeet store.
Goodfeet helped relieve that pain in your feet, legs, hips, and back?
Sure did. Goodfeet Art Supports worked almost immediately.
And the pain?
Thanks to Goodfeet, I'm pain-free.
Goodfeet Custom Arch Supports hold your foot in a more ideal position, which can relieve pain and pressure on your feet, knees, hips, and back. A custom fitting is just 30 minutes. Take it from Emmett Smith.
Visit Goodfeet in Campbell, Daly City, Fairfield, Fremont, Pleasant Hill, and Santa Rosa, or call 866-FIT-FEET, 866-FIT-FEET.
I-31st.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Unidell here. Welcome back to the program. Couple of loose ends on the wine label story. So Heather's got a friend who's a friend of a friend designs wine labels, and the wine label came back from the manufacturer. You know, the wine label is showing, the woman in the label is showing a little bit too much skin. So he redesigned it, sent it back to them with a skeleton. Also, those video screens on trucks. You know, when you see studies of cell phones and distraction, and let's say driving and distraction, so many things can distract you. Yes, we're all focused on the low-hanging fruit because it'd be easy to just ban these things, cell phones, other things a little more subtle, like you're stepping on some big toes when you try to ban advertising. Billboards are among the most distracting things that there are when you drive a car. So now you have these, and I've seen this, what their last caller was sitting there in his car looking at a big, huge video screen being driven around as a method of advertising. Shouldn't that be banned? Oh, you're going to go after advertisers? A little tricky. All right, let's talk about your marriage killing you. You probably have heard part of this. I have always, on this program, as you know, paid a lot of attention to dealing with any scientific research that comes up about marriage, about how to have a healthy, happy, long marriage, because it's a very important part of your health. And people who get divorced, we know, suffer. Their health suffers. But what if you get divorced and get remarried? What if you marry the other woman? Well, people who get married and stay married enjoy better health than they're perpetually single. But if you get divorced, or of course lose your spouse, that takes a health toll, no matter whether you remarry or not. They found that middle-aged and older Americans who are currently married tended to give higher ratings to their health than never married counterparts. On the other hand, divorced or widowed adults fared worse than the never married on many health measures, chronic health conditions. And when they remarried, it lessened some of the health effects of divorce or widowhood. However, remarried men and women were still in generally poorer health than those in lasting marriage, as if those arguments have a permanent, you know, cause a permanent ding in your brain. Shortcoming is that they lacked information on marital quality, because past studies have found that people who remain in an unhappy marriage have increased risks of health problems like high blood pressure, depression, and heart disease. So how do you figure that one in, right? Anyway, I'm just simply saying, if people spent as much time paying attention to their marriages as they did to whether it's organic or, you know, bottled water or all these nonsense things that seem to grab our consciousness, I think the world would be a better place. Okay, let's talk to Danielle. How you doing, Danielle?
Hi.
How are you?
Good, thank you. I have an 8-month-old baby, and I was recently told by my I'm breastfeeding, and I was recently told by my doctor that I would need to give her a trivitamin. And I'm wondering if you agree with that.
Oh, that's a tough one, Danielle. Ask me something easy. I wish I knew the answer to this. As you know, the newest research on vitamins in adults has been absolutely dismal. I mean, vitamins are worthless for adults. We can say that with assuredness. Doesn't affect sales, of course. And, of course, we have a routine practice when women get pregnant, giving them vitamins, and some of it we've proven to be beneficial. Actually, before you get pregnant, periconceptually, we want you to have folic acid because it seems to prevent spina bifida. Now, this idea that all babies in America get vitamins when they start taking solid food, I don't think it's ever been subjected to a good study. It's one of those things that people go, yeah, that makes sense. Well, that's how we sell a lot of bogus products, because it seems to make sense. But it doesn't really make sense when you stop and think about it, because the vitamins you give a kid in a pill don't relate to the vitamins they get in their fruits and vegetables and their foods they eat. Many, many more different kinds of vitamins, and we have found, indeed, that if vitamins fail in adults, I would expect they'd be shown to be worthless in a child, unless the child is nutritionally deprived. You want to have some fun. I don't know how aggressive you want to get with this. I mean, I want you to always obey what your pediatrician says. I also want you to question authority. Say to the doctor, have there really been any long-term studies like the ones we've done double-blind in adults to show that vitamins help children, or maybe it hinders them? Because in adults, we have found increased rates of certain diseases in people who take the vitamins. And I can't explain, well, we can explain some of it. I would be surprised if that were so. I would just simply make sure that your child gets adequate nutrition, and then I don't think the vitamins will make a difference. I can't say that for sure, but I just have to admit we're ignorant. We're ignorant. Okay, let's talk to James. How you doing, James?
Hi, how you doing, sir? I have a herniated disc in my lower back, and, you know, it's a work-related injury. I had to go through workers' comp, that type of thing. But workers' comp is telling me that because I got injured in the military, I also hurt my back, my lower back in the military, but they just said it was just a sprain. The workers' comp is telling me that, oh, it's a pre-existing injury. I must have had that herniated disc in the military, and I worked for the Postal Service for a whole year, and they basically saying that, oh, no, I had it before I got injured in the post office. So I worked the whole year with that same injury, and then all of a sudden I got injured. I wanted to know if somebody can have a herniated disc and not feel it at all.
Oh, absolutely. This is a tough one, James. And you can see the difficulty if you were in charge of the world, how hard it would be. And this is that mess we have in this country called healthcare, where we try to discern and dissect who should get treatment and who shouldn't. You can have a degenerated disc. This is why it's treacherous to get that diagnosis, because so many people are walking around. Like, most of you have degenerated disc and cause you no problem, but if you had a backache, we'd blame it on the disc. And bulging discs can definitely bulge enough where they don't hit a nerve. So it is possible. I would say it'd be more likely if you had a real herniated disc that you would feel something, but with a prior injury. And you can see, you know, the game is to pay as little as possible to people. That's what it is. Like, the insurance companies don't want to insure you if any sign of illness. It's the same kind of a system. And I'd be very careful getting too involved in this, James. Let me ask you the direct question, James. How are you in terms of your function and your pain right now? How are you feeling?
Oh, it's terrible. It's terrible. Actually, it's been going on for 3 years now. I got an MRI done, and it is, I think what you said, the bulging disc, where it's pushing against the nerve in my leg. So I have in my leg. And, you're right. Workers' comp is terrible. So I'm really sorry that I had to go through this with these people and even get it.
Sometimes, and I talk to people, and James, I don't know this is your case, but sometimes I advise people, you know, forget it. Walk the other way, because this is a grinding, a long-term, very stressful process that drives everybody nuts. And in the end, you can get branded. No one else will want to hire you because you're collected, you know, on a deal like this. When focusing on getting better, to me, is more important. And, you know, certain jobs, they are tougher. They're tougher on your back, tougher on your bones, orthopedically, et cetera, et cetera. And a certain amount of these things, I don't know how workers' comp makes these decisions. But me, I'd rather get better. I'd rather not see you in pain. I'd rather see you pursue getting better and even getting back on the job, which would be the best thing for your morale, best thing for your back pain. We find when people, you know, do that, when people, instead of spending their lives trying to, you know, get something, squeezing, you know, blood out of a turnip, that they do better. Their pain gets better. As opposed to constantly having to have the pain to make your claim. It's terrible. It's terrible. So I wish you the best. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adel.
Hi, this is Mark Skolnick, broker of Investment Property Capital. At IPC, we specialize in financing all types of income properties, and we're based in San Francisco. It's no secret that vacancies are up. If you own rental property, then you know that the amount you can borrow is driven directly by the rents. Which way are your rents going? If you're in the market to buy or refi your income property, then you know that timing is everything. Call us for a free analysis of your rent roll. We'll let you know how much of a loan you can get. We've got great long-term loans available, even without prepay penalties. Our best rates on apartment buildings are now starting as low as 4.36%. That's right, 4.36%. It's a free call to find out what we can do for you. Our number is 800-839-8104. Investment Property Capital. We deliver solid solutions for investors. 800-839-8104. That's 800-839-8104.
839-8104.
Rate quoted is an APR of 4.61%. Investment Property Capital is a broker licensed by Cal DRE 01126077.
And now for the bonus round. If I'm your uncle's cousin's nephew, who am I?
Michael's mother.
Correct. What's the sound of one hand clapping?
Mungo.
Correct. How many DVDs can you rent from Netflix for only $8.99 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Netflix. Over 2 billion movies delivered so far. And now the ability to watch some movies instantly on your TV for no additional monthly fee. Start your free trial today. Netflix.
See terms of use.
Are you stunned when you open your electric bill each month? Don't waste another day or dollar on escalating energy costs. SPG Solar's been helping home and business owners save money and become energy efficient since 2001. SPG's discounts combined with federal tax credits and state rebates can save you up to 50% off the cost of your solar system. Call SPG Solar today for your free estimate and complimentary solar gift when you mention KGO. Call 415-883-7657 or visit spgsolar.com. Cal license 759-086.
Need money? Our listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. I mean, quit your job money from home. Income at Home 55 will help you run your own home business, and they're adding our listeners. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company and one of the few work from home companies with an A+ BBB rating. Want to earn life-changing money from home? Listen.
I wanted to see what everybody was talking about working from home and making this great income. I'm working my business now full time and it has completely changed my life. Being able to be at home, be in control of your schedule and create an income for the family, but be able to do it right there with them. It's so rewarding.
Hey listeners, IncomeAtHome55.com even provides a personal coach to help you succeed. Order your no obligation info kit and pay only shipping. Plus, they're giving away $1,000 to someone for just checking them out. $1,000. Visit IncomeAtHome55.com. IncomeAtHome55.com. That's IncomeAtHome55.com. Air.
Let's talk to Jeannie. Welcome to the program, Jeannie.
Thank you. I was wondering if Adipex P or Phentermine is a safe diet pill for short-term use.
Well, short-term use. See, there's the rub, isn't it? How much weight are you trying to lose?
About 30 pounds.
30 pounds. That's not going to be short-term, young lady. You know, that's long-term to me. And here's the deal. What are you going to do at the end? If you take it for short term and it works for you, and it works by suppressing your appetite, and we'll talk about that in a second, and let's suppose you lose some weight. What makes you think you're going to be able to control your appetite at the end when you're admitting to yourself you can't control your appetite now and you want to take an amphetamine, a speed pill? So, I know there's a tough answer there, and I'm not pushing you for it, but you see the issue. And this is, you know, remember Fen-Phen, and people died and got pulmonary hypertension. This was a part of it. These are amphetamines. By any way you describe them, amphetamines, i.e. speed. Yes, speed does decrease appetite. It also causes a lot of side effects. A lot of people don't like this speedy feeling. And I, again, even though it can suppress appetite and help you along your way, what are you going to do at the end if you're not hooked on them? You're going to have to face the music. And so if you think you're able to do it then, why are you not able to do it now? And by that, I mean the only way you can lose weight, the only way known to mankind, you can come up with anything you want of, and there is still only one proven way to lose weight, and that's cutting caloric consumption. Exercise is really not that effective. And if that makes some people happy, oh my gosh, I don't have to go to the gym, then I'll meet you halfway. Just put down the fork. That's all. Eat what you want, but eat less. Why do we have such a hard time doing that? Well, I mean, I know the answer. It's an obvious question, and we all do have a hard time. Otherwise, we wouldn't have the massive rates of obesity that we do. So I'm not one in favor of diet pills. And believe me, I've prescribed plenty of them. A lot of you know that at one point in my career, just before radio happened for me, I worked as an obesity doctor. I worked for the biggest clinic there was in this country treating obesity. And we prescribe medications like this and had other kinds of deals going on. And so I'm very familiar with this stuff and how it works. And I'm not just a doctor. I mean, you go through medical school, you are taught nothing about what weight loss and obesity. Trust me, nothing. I don't remember a single lecture. And I've talked to medical students today, nothing. Right? These are the kind of things in medical school, they figure, you'll pick it up when you get out there. So they don't stress, give a lot of space to it. And I've had a lot of experience with people on diets, and I wish I could say I have the magic solution. What I'm telling you is the truth, and these pills will backfire on you, and you will not continue to lose weight. You're going to gain it all back again, and then what, right? Let's talk to Tarek. This is Dr. Dell. Welcome.
Yes, hello, Dr. Dell. I wanted to ask you a question about acai berries. I purchased this bottle in Costco, and she's heard all these great things. I guess it's good for your skin. It helps you lose weight. I don't believe it, but, you know, everyone in the family seems to be turned on to this thing. What do you think about that?
And you're probably paying for it. No, it's nonsense, Tarek. I mean, the federal government just hit them up for, a few million dollars in charges for making false claims. One of the big companies is acai berry is just a berry, and oh my gosh, yes, like any natural fruit, there's all kinds of interesting things in it, just like there are in blueberries. Blueberries are proven to be much better for your health than acai so far in terms of real research. And this idea of losing weight, it's fraudulent. If they say that to you, they're breaking the law. If I doubt Costco would say something like that, but Costco, like all major retailers, they want to sell you what you want. There's no ethics. There's no ethics involved in retail. Walk into your average drugstore, your big famous drug chains. You will see some of the most incredible nonsense being sold in the aisles. They'll sell you homeopathic remedies. They sell you supplements that don't work. They sell you all kinds of bull. And when something is popular, they're going to sell it to you. So you can't look. I hear people say, well, why would they sell it to me if it didn't work? I want to slap you upside your head. What's the matter with you? Why would they sell it to you if it didn't work? It's the American way. Come on. So, Tarek, you're going to get into a big family fight if you try to take this information and tell it to them. And what can I tell you? 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
And now for the bonus round. If Jack and Jill went up the hill, where did Fred go?
Milwaukee.
Correct. If Jane is older than Dan, and Dan is older than Ed, how old am I?
41 on Wednesday?
Correct.
Yes.
How many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
Over 2 billion.
Correct! Netflix! Rent as many movies as you want for only $8.99 a month. No late fees ever. Start your free trial today. Netflix!
See terms of use.
Attention! Dr. Heisen is currently seeking participants who have severe headaches. If you have one or more headaches per month, if you've been diagnosed with migraine or tension headaches, or experience nausea and light sensitivity along with your headaches, you are eligible to receive a free trial of Dr. Heisen's headache system. After 10 years of intensive research, it has been discovered that this medical breakthrough can relieve even the most severe headaches in just minutes, without pills or side effects. Now you can participate in a free 30-day trial of this headache-fighting discovery free just by calling today. Previously available only to his patients, Dr. Heisen's headache system is now available for a limited time to headache sufferers in your area. So if you or someone you know would benefit from headache relief in just minutes without pain pills or their side effects, you are eligible to participate in this exclusive free trial of Dr. Heisen's headache system. Call this number and find out how to get your free trial. 800-928-1323. That number again is 800-928-1323. 800-928-1323.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom222.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom222.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 222.com. Freedom222.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Everybody, Dr. Dina Dell here. Let's talk to Emily. How you doing, Emily?
I'm doing fine. Well, not really, but anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a sore tongue for about a month now, and I've seen several doctors, and they've found nothing on the surface or underneath the tongue. And I've done some research, and I think I possibly could have burning mouth syndrome.
And sure.
I don't know if you know anything about that, but I know that there's no cure, but...
Well, no, I wouldn't say that. It depends what the cause is. There are a lot of causes. You can have problems with the nerves or hormone changes, dry mouth, nutritional things, acid reflux, you know, while you're sleeping, denture problems. It goes on and on and on. So you need to find out what the cause is. So I would see an ear, nose, and throat doctor and go for that. And depending what the cause, like if you, you know, wear dentures, change the product, be careful of mouth care products. You know, if you have diabetes, treat it. That can cause it. Sjogren's disease is a dryness of the mouth and the eyes and the reproductive area. Thyroid problems, medication I've seen do it. Allergies, sensitivities, it goes on and on and on. So, is it a burning kind of a pain? Is that how you describe it?
Yeah, it's like you have a cup of hot soup and your tongue is burnt from it. That's what it's like, but it's constant. Yeah. It doesn't go away.
Right. So, you know, and look at your habits. People, I mean, alcohol can do it. Tobacco can do it. There are just so many possibilities. It's a very delicate tissue, this part of the body. And think of the stuff we put in our mouths. So, you know, while doctors often throw their hands up and don't have much to say, I'm thinking, wait a second. This is, you know, where we put everything. I've seen this, by the way, in people who just get anxious, anxiety-prone people who have a habit of wiggling their tongue around and rubbing it against their teeth that makes it raw and makes the tongue burn. It's as simple as that, and they never know it because doctors don't see it. When a doctor says, say, ah, right? You're not rubbing your tongue all over the place. You're just sitting there saying, ah. So all kinds of things get missed. So if you really want to get into this, I mean, your dentist can offer you some help if you have any dental issues and it's time to go visit your dentist. Visit your dentist. A dentist sometimes can see things. You know, get your general checkup, your diabetes, your blah, blah, blah. And see if you have dryness in your mouth. And as women age, I see that as a lot of time. All right. That's the program. Please join us for the next one. Until then, as always, be well.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-559-1449.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-559-1449. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-559-1449. That's 800-559-1449.
When was the last time someone offered you a second chance to save thousands of dollars? If you owe the IRS or state at least $15,000, American Tax Relief is offering you a second chance to eliminate up to 85% of your delinquent taxes. Thousands of honest, hardworking Americans have turned to American Tax Relief for the help they need. Look, your tax problem isn't going to go away. In fact, it's only going to get worse unless you get help. Call 888-261-3316. Now you have qualified help in dealing with the IRS. This is the second chance you never had before to save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Get the second chance you deserve and save up to 85% on your delinquent taxes if you qualify. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation to see how much money they can save you. Call 888-261-3316. Call right now for your second chance. 888-261-3316. That's 888-261-3316.
Hi, I'm Gil Gross. Yesterday we were talking about the Michael Vick story. Had the strangest phone call from a guy who had been once involved in dog.